Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
I really like fault finding and diagnosing faults because that keeps my mind busy.
Today we're speaking with Kim, an industrial electrician who had left her trade for a little bit to pursue uni and is now back in the game.
I'm Kim and I live in Western Sydney and currently I'm working as an electrician in logistics and storage plant, doing maintenance on machines.
So you're working for a transport and logistics company. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that they do?
It's for a grocery company. So it's just transporting packaged foods and shampoo and stuff like that to stores.
Ah, could you walk us through a day in your shoes?
So I get in and then, because it's shift work, it's 12-hour shift. So I get in and the last shift that was there hands over and tells all the problems from the night before or the morning before. And then you just start the day and there's like a screen that has a picture of the plant on it and it monitors the faults. And then you look at that and see what needs to be fixed or attended. And then also there's a control tower operator that tells you over the radio if there's a fault that's not showing on the computer screen. And then you just do that all day on day shift, just fix machines and breakdowns. And then on night shift, you probably do half a shift of production and then you do maintenance, which is the machines are shut down and you can go in and do any repairs you need to do.
And why did you decide to get into an electrical trade?
Well, my pop was a TAFE teacher and after school I was looking for a job and he just said, why don't you just try this? And I was like, all right, I didn't mind it, so I just stuck with it.
Your pop sounds like a great guy. And how long have you been in your job for?
So at this current job, I've been working there for about maybe a year, but I was with a label hire company for about 9 months in the job before I got permanent. Because in the industrial industry, like trying to look for jobs, you got to go through a recruitment agency. At the moment, most of it's like that. It's a bit annoying, but at least you get a feel of what the job's like.
I imagine going through a labour hire company, it would sometimes be pretty competitive to get work as well. Now, you sound like you've had a really interesting career, Kim. Do you want to walk us through what you've done?
So I was with the training organisation and I did a bit of security install and then I got a job with a government organisation. And they employed me directly as an apprentice with them. It wasn't the best apprenticeship. Like, I missed out on a lot of learning. And I've done a year on construction. And I actually quit after 8 years in the trade and I went to uni to study science because the place that I was working for 8 years was a bit of a toxic environment. So I changed it up and I still decided to come back to the trade and now I'm in this new place. The environment is nicer to work in, people are nicer, it's not as political and I'm enjoying it more and I'm learning more. So yeah, I thought maybe I should say that because if you're stuck in a bad situation, like you shouldn't be afraid to change it up. Especially being a girl in the trade, sometimes you can find yourself in an environment like that, I think. And there are places out there where people will respect you and not treat you as a novelty.
So after you left the industry, what was it that drew you back?
I wanted a job again. I was sick of not having money. And then people were saying to me, you know, Kim, you got to try the private industry. It'll be way better. Like, it won't be like where you were. And they were right. It is better. Everyone just gets on with the job. There's not too much drama.
And what is it that you like about electrical? What do you love about the industry?
Well, in the sector that I'm in, like industrial maintenance, I really like fault finding and diagnosing faults because that keeps my mind busy. So I'm always like thinking and then the day goes quick. I don't mind the camaraderie between the guys and the money. The pay is pretty good. Like, it's a pretty secure job.
So the learning opportunities, the pay, the camaraderie, it sounds like a pretty good job. During your career, what have been some of the unexpected benefits?
The financial security of having that kind of job. And I was lucky enough to get into industrial field, and like I enjoy that. Like, I'm inside, I'm in a plant, I don't have to be out in the rain or anything.
What's the environment like where you work now?
Yeah, it's good. Like, the guys are really respectful of me and each other. Like, it's just a good environment.
That's so good to hear. And what have you got planned for your future in the industry? What's on the horizon?
I'm going to enrol in Cert 4, like a control and electronic course at TAFE. And he said he was going to see if he could get me some study time. I think it's a couple of days a week at TAFE on campus. I'm not sure what their online stuff is like now, because I know uni is pretty much all their lectures and stuff are online. I don't know if TAFE does that now or not. But it's just learning more about control systems. Like, I want to have more knowledge that I think it will help me in this maintenance job.
That's a great idea. It's no harm in training, that's for sure. Was there anything else that you were thinking you might get up to in the future?
I just want to pick up as much as I can so it can be easier to find a job. Because this job that I'm in now, they're going to close the plant in 5 years. So I'll have to find another job. Now I know more people in this industry from working at this new place. So I might be able to, like, call people up or follow them to a new job. I want to buy a house. I'm trying to save for a deposit.
Oh, I hear you about saving up for a house. You should listen to our other podcast featuring Millie, a plumbing apprentice. She's only an apprentice and she's already saved up for her first house deposit. Is there anything else you think the industry could do to attract more women to it?
More access to training, honestly. If you're in a situation and you don't feel confident because you are the only girl in your workplace, and if you're younger than everyone as well, you feel less skilled. If you had access to training, it would really help, really be helpful, I feel.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Kim, and sharing your story. We really appreciate it. How can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening to my story. If you want to get in touch with me, you can contact me through Tradeswomen Australia.
Thanks again, Kim, and thank you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in every week and downloading our podcast. Please stick around for some special show notes. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.